Hey, Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. I just wanted to talk a little bit today about the benefits of gardening. There's practically no end to the healthy benefits of gardening. And here's a few of the favorites. It improves your physical fitness and your mobility, both for young and old people. Weekly workouts are great to keep your muscles active, but the most exercise routines don't cover every muscle group. Gardening does. Think of watering, planting, weeding, harvesting, exercising, bending, carrying, digging. It engages all your core muscles, which are often overlooked. Gardening actually reduces stress as well. And it's true that time spent outdoors doing something you love can help lower levels of cortisol and reduce your blood pressure. There are a number of reasons for this, including getting more sunlight, breathing the great fresh air, and engaging in calming activities on a daily basis, such as gardening. Gardening boosts heart health. Fitness experts recommend 30 minutes of moderate daily activity. And this might sound like a lot. However, in the garden, it's just like the snap of the fingers. It really means that keeping a garden will get your heart pumping faster, making it stronger in the long term. But the benefits just don't stop here. Research shows that gardening is as good as exercise when it comes to reducing the risk of heart attack and stroke. It's been shown to especially affect people over 60. Gardening also helps fill your plate with greens, which would be nice and fresh and not have to pay the exorbitant prices in the store. And it gives you an extra dose of serotonin. Now that's the chemical produced in our body that promotes those feelings of calmness and well-being. And it's an important factor in fighting back against depression. And in fact, most of the popular antidepressant drugs are made to regulate your body's absorption of serotonin. Gardening has been shown to reduce symptoms of depression in older adults. And there's a number of reasons for this. Again, sunlight, a better diet, and increased exercise. And you're probably doing your deep breathing. And there's even a type of bacteria found in soil that triggers the release of serotonin in our brains. Once you get planting, you'll be sure to feel the effects yourself. Now, they say one of the best ways to slow the advance of Alzheimer's is to keep your mind active. Activities that involve problem solving, dexterity, and sensory awareness are all good ways to stimulate your mind. Your first instinct might be to reach a puzzle or a brain teaser, which is great for you, but actually gardening can work just as well. It requires you to activate your fine motor skills, to think critically, and to use your senses on a daily basis, making it a great defense against Alzheimer's. And gardening also can help build self-esteem. Any gardener with experience will tell you the same secret. Nobody is born with a green thumb. If you're not sure whether you have that special type to make plants thrive, the only way to find out is to try for yourself. With a little patience and practice, you might all be surprised what you end up with at the end of the summer. Now, even if you've never done any gardening in your life, there's no reason why you can't start your own with confidence. For one thing, definitely elevate your garden. Planting, weeding, and watering all require you bend over, which isn't really quite as easy for some of us. And if you want to save yourself that backache, try to raise your garden a few feet off the ground, or even use one of those trugs where you can stand up straight and have a little garden in a big planter up higher. Now, potted plants are a great place to start. They have plenty of garden vegetables that can be perfectly at home in a pot, including tomatoes, peppers, and herbs. And you can keep them right on your back porch or on your balcony if you're living in a condo. Now, raised beds are another option, and they do take a bit of effort to set up. However, once you're doing them, they're quite comfortable. And more we hear about vertical gardening. Now, these come in all shapes and sizes. The most can commonly hang from a wall. Now, even things like one of those wall hangings where you put your shoes in and that, they allow you to grow a garden in limited space and without any bending over at all. Now, just do be careful, though. The sun is so bright and so hot, and if we haven't been out for a while, You have to be a bit careful. Stay aware of your sun exposure when gardening. Try to do your weeding early in the morning or the evening. Wear sunscreen and put on a sun-blocking hot hat. And also, don't forget to keep yourself hydrated. Drink enough water. So it's Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society wishing you happy gardening. Bye-bye for now.